Todd Hansen is the waste manager at the Cinder Lake City landfill. He says people try to recycle all kinds of strange things.
Bowling balls. And you'd be surprised how many diapers come through. That's one I don't get. Why, the diaper?
Once he found a mortar shell on the recycling line.
It was a dud, but it sure caused a little bit of an excitement.
This behavior is called wish cycling, tossing stuff in the recycle bin and hoping something good will happen to it. But Hansen says it just ends up here. Recycling mills only want to buy clean bundles of paper, metal, and certain plastics.
Because we know there's a market for that.
Flagstaff's recycling is sold to mills in Phoenix, California, and New Mexico, and from there to global markets. Half of the world's exported recycling used to end up in China. But this year, China banned 24 types of scrap. Materials it will take, like cardboard, can't be contaminated by more than 0.5%.
They'd stopped wanting to be the world's garbage dump of all this stuff. They wanted to clean up their own environment and do what's right for their own country.
The ban forced some American cities to take drastic actions, raising rates or ending recycling programs entirely. In Flagstaff, residents can no longer recycle plastics 3 through 7. Carrie Tupper is a spokesperson for Norton Environmental, which runs Flagstaff's recycling facility.
Unfortunately, there is nothing that we can do with those plastics at that time. So to continue to bring them here, it's just creating very expensive trash.
Even before China's ban, flimsy plastics like raspberry containers and one-use cups didn't have much of a market.
We do have to be able to sell this to someone, to pay the overhead for the equipment and the associates. And it's very tight right now.
Domestic mills are flooded with material that used to go to China. So buyers can pick and choose the best bundles of recyclables, stuff that isn't contaminated by wish cycling. Here at Flagstaff's recycling facility, 25% of the material brought in is actually trash and has to be picked out by hand.
Oh, yep. I was going to say, there's always some type of, bedding material.
Moan Hen of the Willow Bend Environmental Education Center is giving a tour of the facility. The rules for recycling are complicated, and they change all the time in response to global markets. Hen says it's still the right choice.
But definitely we should shift to reusing things, reusing by design, reducing materials, sharing, and not in a kind of kumbaya, but really as an effective way to kind of move forward as a society.
Mary Newstead joined the tour to learn about the new rules for plastic. She serves on the board of the Aspen Valley Golf Course, which wants to get rid of its styrofoam cups.
We're going to be grappling with what we replace our styrofoam cups with, because no longer do the small plastic cups meet the recycling requirements.
Nor do paper cups with waxy linings. Newstead says she'll keep looking for a better option.
It's just part of being part of the planet, and it's sad kind of that the global markets are dictating that there's so many of these things that aren't recyclable.
For now, Flagstaff still has a market for its recyclables, but more changes could be coming. China plans to ban more items by 2020, including additional plastics and stainless steel. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveny in Flagstaff.